Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph, or on Daf Chaf Aleph, and today's Daf is sponsored by the Han family, Lulu Nishmat, Kindle Bat, Hachav Yisrael, whose Yahrzeit is today, and also it's sponsored by the Daskal family, Lulu Nishmat, Yitzchak Moshe, Ben Yisrael Yehuda, whose Yahrzeit is today, Shamash Avalias, and all the learning should be Lulu Nishmasim. So here we go. On the Daf of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So we said that if somebody is a Balkari, then he's not allowed to daven, but you could think it. And by Shema, you should also think what's saying Shema. Why should you think what they're saying by Shema? So you shouldn't be saying they're doing nothing and everyone else is davening, because at least you're thinking about Hashem. At least he's doing that much. So very tefillah, but what about davening? The davar shatibur oskim bo, people are davening. Utnambu, we have a Mishnah that says, how you always be tefillah, someone's in the middle of davening. V'nizgar shu balkeri, forgot he was a balkeri. Then he reminded himself he was a balkeri. Lo yafsik, don't just stop right there in the middle of a dav. El yikatzer. Right, make it short, make it fast. Time of the aschil. That's only because you started already. Holo aschil, but if you didn't start, lo aschil. Don't even start. So the question is, why don't we make the same gzera? Sit around and just pretend. At least stop. Like it sounds like it's so much more severe. So the Gemara says, shiny tefillah, the last bit malchus shemayim. The tefillah is different because there's no ol malchus shemayim. At least by Shema, you have ol malchus shemayim. So for that. For that reason, by Shema, you should do it. Think. By tefillah, don't bother. Because we want to talk about it. Amazon. What about benching? Shall achra of the lesser malchus shemayim. Afterwards, there's no malchus shemayim. By benching, meaning after you eat. Utnanim, we learned, ala mazon mavarech l'achra v'en arach l'fanov. When it comes to benching, you bench afterwards, thinking. What kind of all malchus shemayim is that? So we're going to change the answer. Ela kriyashma uberchas amazon daraisa. That's why, since the mitzvah is doraisa, that's what you should do, think it at least. Utfilah derabanan. Tfilah derabanan says the Gemara. Tfilah derabanan. Therefore, there's no mitzvah doraisa. It's only derabanan. So for derabanan, we're not going to make you crazy. You're a balkari. Don't worry about it. Don't daven. Don't even think it. It's only derabanan. How does the rabbi, what does the rabbi do with this Gemara? I don't know. It says in black and white, tfilah derabanan.
Why does it say Yitzchak was standing when Rivka first saw him? He was standing in the davening mitzvah.
Right. Right, correct.
So it is.
It wasn't about Kerry.
No.
No, what was the question?
I forgot. No, because it says because you're saying it's rabbanan, it's rabbinic. That's what
rabbanan is. How can it be rabbanan if
Yitzchak
made it up?
Yeah.
We're going to get to that in a few days.
It says here that according to Rambam, maybe the requirement to pray once during the day, something.
It's something.
The rabbanan made it three times a day.
And with the nusach is, right. Okay, Amar Yehuda, Minayin lebirchas hamazon lachar min haTorah. How do you know you have to bench from the Torah? How do you know? It's a very funny question, because it's the pasuk in the Torah, right? The Gemara never asked. How do you know you have to wear tefillin? The Gemara never asked that question. How do you know you have to bench? It could be that the really what the Gemara is asking this is just to lead into the next Gemara. It's just a lead in. It's not really a serious question. Shneimar like it says ve'achalta v'savato v'rachta. How do you know when you before you learn you have to make a bracha from the Torah? How do you know that? Shneimar says this is not so obvious. It's kishem Hashem ekra when I call the name of Hashem, which when I learn Torah, havu godel lelokenu. I'm gonna give thanks. I'm gonna give tribute greatness to Hashem. When is this pasuk talking about? When is this question talking about? How do you know benching, learning Torah lefoneha? It's not chlokas. Some say it means you sit down to learn, lafyomi, make a bracha. That's what others say it means. It can't mean the bracha that you say on laning, because the whole laning is derabanan. The whole laning is derabanan. It can't mean that. We make a bracha when we lane. And I don't, as far as I know, nobody makes a bracha before they learn lafyomi, or they learn Torah. Nobody does that. But what? But we're going to a different. Okay. What about when you go lame?
It's in every Zafyomi edition.
Correct. What about when you go lame? Says the Pnei Yeshua. We're not talking about laning. We're talking about when you sit down to learn. Why? Because laning is all the answer upon it. How can making a bracha on laning be a? Says the Be'er Sheva, we're only talking about laning.
Read the Torah?
Yes, that's all we're talking about. Yeah, it's still learning. Of course it's learning. Yeah, and then he has a whole thing about how important it is. It's a reenactment of Har Sinai.
That's not the reason why you go up Uvi Lane.
1 second. It says, what was the question? Minayin Lebrechas HaTorah. Listen to this. Minayin Lebrechas HaTorah Lifaneha Min HaTorah. How do you know beforehand you have to make a bracha? Which implies that there's an afterwards too. When you sit down to learn, there's no afterwards. So it must be talking about laning. What else could it mean? What else could it mean? Not by laning. Not by learning. We're going to learn a Gav HaChomer. Yeah. So, but it must mean that. Why would the pasuk lifaneha? If it's talking about sitting down to learn, it's not lifaneha. How do you know you learn to have to make a bracha when you learn Torah? What's lifaneha? It's mashma l'achareha. Just like by benching. By benching, you make a bracha before, not half from the Torah. Afterwards in the Torah. How do you know Torah is the opposite? Which mashma is both. It's exactly huge machlokas. What this bar even means. Fascinating. When you read the word lifaneha, what else could it mean? Not leaning? When do you make a bracha afterwards?
So we had a Gemara already that said that when Amorim finished learning, they didn't make a bracha. They made a yirat on
it. So that's not a bracha. You can make a yirat on anything.
I understand that, but why didn't they have to do anything?
Correct.
Clearly, that's their.
That was their bracha, but it's not a bracha. It's not a bracha. So Amar of Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what? Lamadnu brachas ataru lacham and a brachas amazu mikal v'chomer. I can get a bracha after davening, after learning, from a kal v'chomer from benching. And brachas hamazon lefoneha min brachas haTorah mikal v'chomer, and I can get making a bracha before learning, before eating, from a kal v'chomer from learning. Here we go, brachas haTorah lacharem min brachas hamazon mikal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. Ma mazon she'eno tarin lefonav. When you eat, you don't need a bracha beforehand. Nevertheless, tarin lacharav, you require a bracha afterwards, benching. So Torah she'teuna lefoneha. You take a bracha beforehand. Eino din she'teuna lacharav. Certainly, you should have to make a bracha. And also,
Not Minatorah.
Ubrichas HaMazon Lefoneha, Min Brichas HaTorah Mikal V'Chomer. And I can get a bracha of bent on food beforehand from Brichas HaTorah. Ma Torah Shein Tuna Lacharel. Torah doesn't require a bracha afterwards. Even though we just said from a Kal V'Chomer it should. So the Bach says, the Peneshua says, this is just an exercise in logic. It's not, they contradict each other. Two kal v'chomers contradict each other. That's okay. Ma haTorah shein tuna l'achareha. Torah doesn't require a bracha afterwards, even though we just said we got a kal v'chomer that it should, right? And nevertheless, tuna l'foneha, it requires a bracha beforehand. So mazon, so food, shetuna l'achareha, ein odin shetan l'fonav, shouldn't it? So Gemara says, even though they're inconsistent, they contradict each other. Still, ikal mifrach, still a question. No. That's not kal v'chomers. Ma l'mazon shekinene, because food you enjoy. And Ma'ala Torah, Shkin Chai Olam. And Torah brings you Olam Haba. So you can't make a Kal V'Chomer between the two. The two different. V'od. What? Correct. V'od also, Tanan, Alamazam, Mavarach Lacharav, Vemarach Lafonov. There is no such thing as a bracha beforehand, Minat Torah. There's no such thing. You want to make a Kal V'Chomer? There's no such thing. Midarabonim, we have a bracha before this. Midarabonim. We're trying to say Midaraisa Kal V'Chomer. The answer is, you're right, no such thing. Tiyofta, there's no such Kal V'Chomer. There's no such thing. Midarabanan there is, Midarabanan there's no such thing.
Food you can satiate, Torah you never satiate.
Correct. Okay, that's good. I'm Rav Yehuda. Safek kara kriyashma, safek lo kara. If someone made a mistake, forgot. Did I say kriyashma, did I not say kriyashma? It could happen. People are half asleep. Did I say kriyashma? I don't remember. So if you made a safek, ain't a chosef a kori. You don't have to repeat kriyashma. How could that be possible? It's a din d'oraisa. Safek amar emes v'yatziv. Safek lo amar emes v'yatziv. Safek lo amar. Is a safek if you said emes v'yatziv or not. Chosev omer emes v'yatziv. My taima. What's the reason for all this? Because he holds kriyashma's d'rabanan. Kriyashma's only d'rabanan. Emes v'yatziv is d'oraisa. Emes v'yatziv is mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's d'oraisa. So therefore, if you said shema, you don't have to repeat. It's only d'rabanan. What about Emes V'yatziv? That's Doraisa. It says Tosfos on the bottom over here. V'amrinu le'el v'erakama be'erev mishum d'chzeh b'shat d'chuv k'mecha. How can it be Dorabana? How can it say Kriyashma be Dorabana? It's Tosfos. The answer is, it's a smachta ba'almu. It's just an asmachta. Really, it's Dorabana. Dorabana made up a thing, say Kriyashma every day, twice a day, according to this person. But It's only an asmachta. They found the pasuk that says when you lie down and when you wake up. That's what Tosfos answers. He asks the
That's a
d'oraisa. That's a d'oraisa. Forget that. Tosfos in Sota says it doesn't make sense really. You know, it's one thing you have a Gemara that says one thing and quotes a pasuk. It's an asmachta. We spent so much time on the first perek with all the limudim of b'shatach of kumer. That's all asmachta. All Durabanan, such a difficult thing to say. So hard to say that. You know, once I'm in passing, the Gemara will say something, it's a Durabanan, it's a Durabanan, no, it's a Durabanan. Yeah, what is a Pasuk? Ah, it's a just a Smachta. When you be Mav Sedra, you got to this Pasuk, ooh, this Pasuk, oh, that reminds me about that, the Hoshanas, it's a Durabanan, reminds me about that. To say that the whole Shema's Durabanan is a very funny thing to say. A very, very far-fetched thing to say, no? Okay, the Gemara says it. Now, Masav Rabbi Yosef, it says, B'shatzecha uv kumecha.
What do you mean by
that parak, that shtickle of Emes V'yatziv has in there, has in there Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's a Doraisa. That, if you forgot it, you have to say it again.
But
now,
the Yad Haber has Yitzias Mitzrayim.
What?
The Yad Haber in
Mitzrayim. Right, but you don't know if he said it or not.
Oh, I see.
So we're not going to, we're tossed to ask that question. 1 second, we'll get to that. 1 second. So, Amalei Abaya, Hahu. 1 second. Amar Basav Rabbi Yosef, B'shachu Kumecha. But it says B'shachu. Forget Tosfos. The Gemara asked the question. It says B'shachu. Amar Abaya, Amalei Abaya, Hu B'divrei Torah Ksiv. That's talking about learn. That's talking about learning. You should learn when you wake up in the morning. Learn when you go to sleep at night. That's talking about learning. So Tosfos says, and the Tosfos is right here. Suffolk. We're not going to read the whole thing. Just the first few lines. He says, Tema. He says, Al Karchach, it must be, Tzorech Lomar, Shumasupuk Gami Kriyashma. You're not sure if he said Kriyashma, and you're not sure if he said Emes V'yatziv. You slept more than you thought you slept. You wake up, Shmoneh Esrei ready? Where was I? I was sleeping, I dozed off. I forgot Shema, and I forgot Emes V'yatziv. Because Sh'im HaYubaru Lo L'Kriyashma, if you know you said Shema, V'safing Emes V'yatziv, but you're not sure you said Emes V'yatziv, Lo Hoya Menatora, Kivachitsky, Sidhisarva Kriyashma. You already said Kriyashma. That's your question. The answer is you fell asleep by both. You forgot about both. So now I woke up. What do I say now? Oh, I hold at this Gemara and Chaf Aleph that says Kriyashma's Dorabonin. I'm only going to repeat Emes V'yatziv. Right? Because I don't have to repeat Shema. Tzavik Dorabonin Lakula. Right? Yeah. So now Tosfos asks, well, if you made a mistake on both, you might as well repeat Shema. Because A, there is Yitzhak Haim there, and B, also Makayim the Rabban of being all Malchus Shemayim. So why don't you do that? Right? So Tosfos answers that in a Chanami, if Im Kain, Hovum, Umisupak, Mishneim, Yachzal Kriyashma, this Beitarti, Malchus Shemayim, Vyatiyat Shemayim, Dachi Adif Miloma Emes Vyatiyat, Leke Elachadikam, Mesavah Kabi Mesifim. In a Chanami, if you forgot both, then you would only say, you should say Kriyashma better. If you forgot both. If you're specific about both. You fell asleep by both. You're not sure if you said both. Say Shema. Hey, get both of them. With Emes V'yatziv, you only get Yitzias Mitzrayim. So might as well say Shema. So that's okay. Anyway, Tanan, our Mishnah said like this. Our Mishnah said, Bal Keri, Mahar Her Belibo, can only think it. Ve'enu Mevarech, he can't make any brachas. Lo Lefaneha, V'lo La'achreha. V'al Amazon, but on benching, Mevarech La'achrov, Ve'enu Mevarech Lefanov. V'sakadaitach emes v'yatziv d'oraisa. But if emes v'yatziv is d'oraisa, so levarich ha'lacharel. So why can't you say it? Why can't you say it? At least think it. We said with d'oraisa you can think. My taima mevarich. Why are you making a bracha here? Imi shom yitzias mitzrayim. If because you want to mention yitzias mitzrayim. Ha'ad kalei b'kriyashma. You already said it. V'in v'neima ha v'lo boy ha. So say emes v'yatziv and don't say shema. The answer is obvious. Kriyashma adifa disleitarti. Kriyashma is better because it has both. The Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Suffolk Kara Kriyashma, Suffolk Lo Kara Kriyashma, Chosev Kara Kriyashma. You say Kriyashma again. Why? Because Otto Toraisa. Suffolk, if you said it, say it again. Suffolk is Palo, Suffolk Lo is Palo. If you're not sure if you davened, your mom fell asleep. Eno Chosev is Palo. You don't have to go back and daven, because only Darabonon, and you don't have to daven. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, wait a minute. Halavai, she spell Adam Kol Yom Kulo. Wouldn't it be nice if you could daven the whole day? Halavai, we could daven the whole day. Which means, daven again. Daven again. V'amar v'yuhud Amar Shmuel. Hayo Amar b'tfila. V'nizgar she hispalo. I davened already. Yeah. I davened already. What am I doing here? It could, because how does that ever happen? Maybe you daven mincha at 1 o'clock, and then you forgot, and it's 6 o'clock, and you davened mincha again. You're in shul somewhere, and you totally forgot you davened. Wait a minute, I davened already. So what do you do? Posek, afilu be'emtzeh bracha. Stop right there. Stop in the middle. Wow. You davened already. You can't daven twice. Amy, is that true? The Amr of Nachman, ki avina be'rav rabba baravua, born minon hani be'rav, b'nei be'rav, they asked the following question. The toe, somebody made a mistake. Umad kiri dechol b'shabbos. He's davening a weekday shmona esrei on Shabbos. If he's the guy that's half asleep, he's davening a weekday shmona esrei on Shabbos. Maushi yigmaru. Do you finish the weekday shmona? You wake up in the middle. So, oh my God, I forgot totally Shabbos. What am I doing? Happens all the time. So what do you do? V'amalan, gomer kalosa bracha. Finish the bracha. Finish the bracha that you're in.
Right.
Then go switch to Shabbos. Finish the bracha you're in. So is that really a kasha? So what do you see? You don't stop in the middle. Hachi hashta, you can't compare the two cases. Hassam, over there, by a guy who's davening weekly Shemesh and Shabbos, Gavraka bar Chiyuvihu, he's davening, right? Rabbanan hu delo atrichuhu mishum kavod Shabbos. And the Rabbanan had Rachmanas on people, and didn't want to make davening Shabbos already davening longer. They don't want to make it even longer, and have a weekday Shemon Esrei. So what they do? They made it shorter. Really, why not daven weekday Shemesh and Shabbos? Really, you could. They did it because of covered Shabbos. They wanted to enjoy Shabbos, covered for Shabbos. They made davening shorter. So the fact that you made a mistake, not the end of the world. So you made a mistake. So finish the bracha and then switch to Shabbos davening. Because really you could daven on Shabbos. I will hachab, but over here, you davened already. What do you mean I'm davening again? You davened already.
But don't we learn elsewhere that if, for example, you davening Shmon Esrei and you didn't have Kavana in the first parak,
that's because it's as if you didn't daven at all. That's why.
Right.
But we don't repeat even if you didn't have kavana, because we assume second time also not going to have kavana.
Oh, that's true.
Probably right.
Listen to this Gemara. Vam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, his spal, someone davening, v'nichnas l'beis haknesses, he wants to go daven, he walks into shul, umata tzibur shemispalim. He's late. Did they already davening? Im yochol l'charish, I'm sorry, it's not that case yet. His spell, he already davened. Now, v'nichnas l'beis haknesses, you walk into a shul, you davened shachris already, or mincha. You walk into a shul, you're davening again. You have an urge to daven again. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, halavai, I want to daven again. So, ha'nichnas l'beis haknesses, u'matzim r'spalim, im yachol l'charish b'davar, yachzavi yispal. If you can be m'charish something,
what does that mean?
You can daven again. Daven again. You can be m'charish, it means daven again. The Torah says in the name of his father, the Rosh, Lo baro lo ma kavana im yachal lacharish davar b'tfilosa. What does that mean? If you can daven, it's like macharish something. Mi ain't a yachal lacharish davar b'tfilosa. Who can't be macharish something? Who can't do that? Ba'achas mikol habrachos. Ola refua, ola parnasa, ola talmudo, for learning, for parnasa, for refua, for health, for good things. Who can't be macharish something? Who can't do that? What does the Gemara mean? So he says what it means is that you're going to daven for something that you didn't ask for the first time. That's very unique. Okay. And I asked for all these things already. You have to mecharish something that you didn't ask for the first time. Maybe someone else, daven for him, right? That's what it means. I already daven for parnasa. I already daven for shidduchim and for fua and health. I daven for all that. What do I mean mecharish? I already daven for all. No, something you didn't daven for yet. That's one pshat. Then another pshat is he brings down that the Beis Yosef. What? If you didn't daven for it the first time, that's new, right? But if you daven for it already, daven for it already. So you daven for more parnasa, daven for it already. It's the same thing. He says no, daven for something you didn't daven for. That's one pshat. Second pshat is there's some people they can't step outside that box, and that's what the Beis Yosef says. They daven like this and they can't step outside the box. Such a person, he could be mechadish, step outside the box, right? Be a little adventurous, right? And then you can be mekadesh something, you can daven again. V'yim lav, and if you can't do that, bottom line, al yachzav v'yispal, don't daven again. V'tzvicha, and I need both cases. The both cases are that the first one was if you realize you're in the middle, you davened already, you have to stop. And the second case was that you want to be mekadesh something. I have to tell you both cases. Dia, t'vicha, li'ashin ha'kamaisa, if he only told you the first case, about the guy davened already. Hani mili yachid v'yachid. I would have thought the first time he davened was biyachidus. Second time he davened was also biyachidus, right? Then he wasn't around. There was no minion around. O tzibur v'tzibur. Or first time was with a minion. Second time was also with a minion. Avo yachid legabe tzibur. But maybe the first time he davened with a yachid, he was alone. Then he, later on he found the minion. So can he daven again? The answer is no. Command the Lomasuda. Maybe you want to tell me it's like a guy didn't daven because he never been in the first time. Commercial, that's not true. That's not true. Yeah, it's better to daven with a minion. It's better to daven without a minion, not to daven at all. So the guy who thought he wasn't going to have a minion, he daven mincha. Then 2 hours later, he finds a minion. Ooh, now I can daven because I have a minion. No, you can't do that. And if you daven, you got to stop him even in the middle. V'yash minin hacha. If I had the second case, if I want to be mechadish something, mishum de lo aschel bel, because I didn't even start davening. I didn't even start davening. Right? I davened already. Now I didn't start. Avol hasam the aschaba emelo. But over there where I started already, maybe I can continue davening. Shichi, you can't. It's any both cases. Now comes the fascinating case. Amar Rav Huna. Hanichnas beisak neses. You walk into shul. Umatu tzibur mitshemes balin. You find that the tzibur is davening. Im, listen to this. Im yachol lahaschil. If you can start Shmon Esrei. When we're talking about Shmon Esrei, we're not talking about Hodu and Yichavot. We're talking about Shmon Esrei. If you could start Shmon Esrei, Veligmar, and finish Anchelo Yagia Shat L'modim, before the Shat reaches Modim, Yaschel, then good, then Daven. V'yam Laven, if not, Lo Ali Spal, don't Daven. Why? Because you're going to be in the middle of Shmon Esrei, the whole shul is bowing for Modim, you're not bowing for Modim, you're going to look like some kind of Apikoris, wait. Then wait. That's the first Mandamar.
Daven later.
Daven later. Yeshua ben Levi Omar, im yachal ha'aschel v'levat shalo yigiyak sheikh tzibur l'kedusha. No, the shatz has to get to kedusha. Then yispal imohem. Yispal, then daven. V'yav lav al yispal, then don't daven. Don't daven. Why? Again, they're going to be saying kedusha, and you're quietly doing something else, don't do it. Ask the Mishnah Berurah, what if someone walks into shul, and he's not late, but he davened slow? And he's not going to get to Kedusha by the time he's not, when they get to Kedusha, or even Modim, he's still davening his quiet Shemoneh Esrei. Should he wait? Should he wait? Mishnah Berurah says, no, don't wait. If you're on time, he says, not only that, don't wait. Don't take out Al Anisim, which you don't have to really say. Don't take out all these other things. Don't be Mekazi, you're davening. You walked in, you started on time, then the rule doesn't apply. It only applies, what's the reason for this? It only applies if someone's walked in late.
That's not called
davening. If you walk in on time, what do you mean? What do you
that's
mean?
Not davening.
He'll start quickly and he'll finish before they get there. So then it depends. If you can start and finish before they get to what do you call it? To Kedusha or Modim, then and if not. But if you're on time, there's no such rule.
Which one is it? Modim or Kedusha?
It's a machlokes. But my kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? Mar Savar, Rav Huna holds Yachid Omar Kedusha. That a Yachid during Shemona Esrei could say Kedusha. So there's no reason why you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, so, and you're up to Kedusha, so keep on going. You can't do that by Modim. So if you're in the middle of Kedusha, you can stay along with them, right? Therefore, his time limit was Modim. Mar Safar, Yeshua ben Levi held, no, ein Yachid Omer Kedusha. A Yachid cannot say Kedusha. Therefore, what do you do, by the way? What do you do?
Stand to be quiet.
What?
Stand to be quiet.
So Machlokes is what you do.
Yeah.
Because if you stand there and be quiet,
yeah.
then it's called Shomea Ka'ona.
Okay, so?
So it's as if he said it.
But you're not saying it.
But it's as if he said it. You're Yotze, and therefore you're being Masik in the middle of your Shmon Esrei. So therefore don't stop. So Machlokes is what to do.
It sounds like a stretch.
Yeah, so most people do stop. I stop.
Yeah, I stop.
I stop also. Most people do. Even though it's sad to say, what? I think that's what the Shulchan Aruch said. I think so. V'chein, Amarava Adabar Ava, Menayin Shein Yachid Omer Kedusha. You can't say Kedusha by yourself. Shinemar, V'nikdashti B'shoch B'nei Yisrael, V'chol Dover Sheba Kedusha, Lo Yeh Pachos Me'asara. Anything that's a Dover Sheba Kedusha, you have to have at least 10.
We have 10.
What?
We have 10.
What?
Yachid by himself or Yachid in the Aram? What is he saying?
No, he just said separate halacha now.
Yeah,
separate thing. By the way, you can never say kedusha. You davened at home, you're not feeling well, you didn't go to shul, you can't take kedusha, right. You need a minion. How do you know that? My mashma, how do you know that? How do you know that v'dashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael was a minion? D'tani rabbanoi, achua d'ri'chia bar abba, is yitoch toch z'gzer shava. Ksiv Hachet says, and it's Ashti Besoch Bnei Yisrael. Uksiv Hasam, and it says over there, over where? By the Meraglim, he Badlu Mitoch Aida Hazos. You, Yeshua and Kalev, you get away from this Aida. Aida is 10, right? I'm sorry, there were 12 spies, minus Yeshua and Kalev, you left with 10. Oh, I'm sorry. By Korach, I'm sorry. Badlu Mitoch Aida Hazos. Malahalat Asara, Afkan Asara, by Korach. I'm sorry, by Korach. Right? Just like over there it's 10, so to here it's 10. So first of all, no, but we have the Meraglim.
That last one's by Korach.
The last one's by Korach. Are you sure?
Yes, yeah.
It's by Korach?
I thought it was by Korach. Why don't I just check the bottom of this?
It's by Korach. Okay. So, okay. So, listen to this. The Masifta asks the question.
It never said by to separate something with them, otherwise they're going to get destroyed.
Right. So. So look what the Masifta says. Masharim is hakos of Indians at Parshas Meraglim. Calls it Meraglim. It's wrong. It's a mistake. But it's the same part though. The question is, so I need to learn a minion from evil people? That's where I learn a minion from? From evil people? So Sechacham says, yeah, just to let you know, exactly, it's exactly the point. If a minion walks in, oh, he can't be part of my minion, he's an evil person, he's a Russia, I'm not letting him be part of, no such halacha like that. Yeah. A guy's a Jew, he could be part of a minion. This makes a huge shiloh about people that are not religious. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have, you go on a vacation, there's some random guy there, all right, I'll come for your minion, I'll help you guys out, right? Can you include him? Sounds like you can. Yeah. This is exactly why we learned it out from evil people, because you count them for a minion. They're Jewish. So who's going to sit by the door and be that guy who's in charge? Who can come in and who can't? The answer is?
Right,
what?
Myself,
exactly. So therefore, there's no rule.
Therefore,
there's no rule. That's how we let it out from the rock. They're all wicked people. They could all still be part of a minion. No one's the gatekeeper like that. No, who's on a level to be a gatekeeper like that? There's no such thing. That's one shot. The Rebbe Bechai says they have the Gemara's a mistake. It's not the 10 people. It's not 10, some either by Meraglim or by Korach. No. It's by the brothers. By the 10 brothers. And the Pasuk says, Lishbor Besoch HaBoim. They came among everyone else to go buy food. Uh-huh. 10 of them, you have a minion.
Right.
Not one now, from Tzadikim, from the brothers. That's what the Rebbeinu Bechai says.
Very nice everything, except the Gemara does not use that one.
He says that the Gemara has made a mistake. It's a different Gersa.
It's more than 10 people by Korach.
It's a hard vart. Anyway, the Kuli Alma Mihas, the Masik Lo Pasik. Everybody holds, right, that you don't stop, once you're davening, you don't stop. Iboilu, Maila Hasik Lehishme Hagadol Mavarach, can you stop for Yehishme Rabbah? Kiyasar of Dimi, Amar of Yehuda, Reb Shimon Talmide, Reb Yochanan, Amri, Lacholia Maspikin, you don't stop. Chutzman Yehishme Hagadol Mavarach. Except for that, Shafilu Osik Bemaisim Arkava, even if you're learning the secrets, the biggest Kabbalah secrets of the world, Posek, you stop doing that, Fiyeshmei Rabbah. For those of us, like I've said, we don't hold like that. Which is why, if you daven in Shemona Esrei, you don't stop Fiyeshmei Rabbah. Right? You keep on davening. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mavarech Lefenehem Ula Achareyim. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's not a problem. You can daven before brachas, before benching, right? Kriyashma and brachas the Muslim, Bipeh, and also afterwards. So,
well, he says about
Terry. Correct. Lememra, the Savra Behuda Balkari Mutter Bedivri Torah? The Behuda holds no such takkan as Ezra? That they're allowed to learn? Vamri Shur ben Levi, Menayan Le Balkari, Shasa Bedivri Torah. How do you know Balkari is not allowed to learn? Shnemar says by Har Sinai, Vodatam Levonecha, Ulivne Vonecha, right? You should tell your son and your grandson what you heard at Yitzhak's time. Vesamachlei, Yomashar Madata. What happened at Har Sinai? Mala Halan Balkari Usr, Afkan Balkari Usr. Right? So this seems to imply that the idea of a Balkari not learning is a Daraisa. But Ezra made up a takana on his own. What's the Gemara doing quoting Psukim Daraisa? So for some say it's Asmachta Ba'alma. This is an Asmachta. Again, it's not a Daraisa. It's Ezra made it up. Ezra, hey, Psukim really hold that there was no such thing as a Balkari. I'm gonna make the same thing today when everyone learns Torah. Right? So go argue with Ezra, right? So the Gemara's question really is, how could Rabbi Yehuda argue on Ezra? How could he argue on Ezra? V'chi temer, Rabbi Yehuda l'darish smuchin, He rejects the whole thing, that the fact that he's sitting next to each other, from Rav Yosef, afilaman de lo darash smuchin, b'chala Torah, even if you don't darash smuchin. Smuchin means he's sitting next to each other, they have a connection. Right? You learn, you read parshas, some parshas, especially parshas kedoshim or mishpatim, it's two mitzvahs next to each other, nothing to do with each other. Right? So some people darash, well, no, there is a connection. Some say, no, there's no connection. Right? B'chala Torah, but anyway, if you hold it, the whole Torah is no such thing. B'mishnah Torah darash, in Dvarim there is. The Rabbi Yehuda lo darish smuchin b'chol haTorah kula, because Rabbi Yehuda did not darish and smuchin throughout the whole Torah. The mission Torah darish. The mission Torah he did. The b'chol haTorah kula menolam the lo darish. The Tanya, because there's a bright that says like this. Benazi Omer, nemar machashef lo sechaya. The witch can't live. You have to kill the witch. V'nemar, it says right afterwards, kol shochev in behema mos yumas. What's the connection? There is none. No. Some chu'inyin lo, why are they next to each other, these two averis? Lomo, ma shochev in behem b'skila, if somebody lies with an animal, he gets skila, af machashefa nam b'skila. So too, a machashefa also gets skila. Why? Smuchin. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, v'chiv neisha smuchin inyin lo, no tzizel skila. What, because they're next to each other in the Torah, that's the guy's getting skila? A woman, a machashefa's getting skila? Because they're next to each other, what kind of thing is that? That's not a reason. Ella, rather, Ovi Yedoni Bichlal Kal Machashef Mayu. Ovi and Yedoni were part of being a Machashef. It's a different variation of being a Machashef. V'lama Yatsu. Why were they taken out? Lahakish Alehen. To be a model. Lomalach. Ma Ovi Yedoni Biskila. Af Machashefa Biskila. Right? And by the way, Rashi points out, in case you didn't know this, Shezeh Midah Batorah. This is one of the 13 Midos that Torah and Jeshef had. Shekal Davar Shoye Bichlal. Anything in the klal, Ovid Yedoni is in the klal of what? Of being a machashefa. The yatza men haklal, and it was singled out. Right? Lulamed, lola lamed al asmo yatza, not to teach you just about Ovid Yedoni, el lamed al klal kulo yatza. On all machashefas, all witchcraft, all that stuff, it's all skila. What do you see from here? He's not darshan smuchin. Had to learn it out from another source. U mishnah Torah, menol de darsh. How do you know in mishnah Torah he does darshan smuchin? This is a little mature. The Tanya, the Sabbath says like this, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Nosi Adam, Anusas Aviv, Umafutas Aviv. If your father rapes somebody, or seduces somebody, can you marry that girl?
No.
You can't marry your father's wife.
Right.
Even if it's not your mother, and even if he divorced her, and even if your father died. How about somebody your father raped? Can you marry her? So, Rabbi Elazar Omer, yes, Nosi Adam, Anusas Aviv, Umafutas Aviv. Yes, you're allowed to marry someone who your father raped, or someone who your father seduced. Or Anusas Beno Umafutas Beno, or someone your son did that to. You can marry those women. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oser Banusas Av Mufutas. You cannot marry those women. Anusas Av Mufutas Aviv. Even if it was only a one-time event.
Right.
You can't. That's it. She's off the table for you.
Exactly.
Omer of Gidol Amar Rav, my time of Yehuda. Why do you say no? The Chsif, it says, Lo Yikach Ish as Ish as Aviv. You're not allowed to marry your father's wife. Even if it's not your mother. V'lo Yigala Knaf Aviv. And then it says, you cannot reveal the nakedness of your father. What does that mean? That means knaf sheroa aviv lo yigala. Somebody who your father saw the nakedness, someone who your father was with, even if it was only one time, even if it was a seduction or a rape, you can't marry that person. Umimai da banusas aviv ksiv. How do you know that's talking about anusas aviv? Maybe it's talking about your mother. How do you know it's someone he dichsamachle? Because it says right afterwards, v'nasama ish hashoch evima dot dot dot. So you see from here that it's talking about anusa. That's what it's talking about. It's anusa. Right? So, how could Rabbi Yehuda allow a Baal Keri to say Shema? That's what all this is about. How could Rabbi Yehuda allow a Baal Keri to say Shema? After all, why not? How could he allow that? How could he allow that? He's Darshan Smuchin. And those, by the way, those psukim are in Devar, they're in Parshas Veschanan. So how could he say that? Amri in, the Mishnah Torah Darash Smuchin. The Mishnah Torah Darash. Fani Smuchin, Miboyle the Idach to Yerushubin Leif. He uses this Smuchin for a whole other vort. Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Hamalameid Livno Torah. If you teach your son Torah, others have a girsa, grandchildren. Mala Alava Kasev Kilu Kibla Mehar Chorev. It's as if you got the Torah yourself. Dichsiv, because it's Shenemar. It says V'adatun Levanecha Levnei Vanecha. Right. One of the, there are very, very, very few places in the Torah, very few places where it talks about grandchildren. I know of only two places. Here.
Pesach.
What? Yeah, we're in Pesach.
Got to live in
no. In the beginning of Parshas Bo, Daber ba'ozne bincha uben bincha. About how I made a joke out of Mitzrayim, how I played with them.
Right.
The only two places I know of. Anyway, uksiv basre, and what did it say afterwards? Uksiv basre. Shinem radakal v'nechal v'nevanecha. Uksiv basre. Yom asher maratal v'nevanechal v'korev. B'choreiv. Right? Correct. Yaakov benched his b'fayim and Menashe. It's the only place in the Torah where you have a relationship between a father and a grandson.
At the end of that, it said he lived to see his great-grandson.
Yeah, but there's no... It's just saying it in passing. He didn't do anything.
Oh, I see.
Not a command. Here it says, you should tell your grandchildren what about Mitzrayim. Tell your grandchildren. It's the only time it says that.
I understand.
Now, Tanan...
You said one of those questions.
What?
No.
By the way, we were wrong on the answer. It's brilliant. I saw it last night. It's absolutely brilliant. We're so dumb because it's so easy. Tanan, am I stopping here? Yeah, we'll start. Tanan. So there's a Mishnah that says like this. Our Mishnah. There's a Mishnah, not our Mishnah. It's a Mishnah later on, Daf Chavav. It says like this. Tanan. Zav Shara Keri. Somebody was already a Zav. Somebody was already a Zav. A Zav means he had two Re'ias, even on the same day. He's talking for 7 days. Now he became a Balkeri. Or, Anida, she's already Anida. She's already Anida. So she's already Tame for 7 days. Then, Shepalta Shechvazera. And then Shechvazera came out of her. Which means, she's Tame again.
Right.
Right. The same thing with the Zav. A Zav is Tame for 7 days. Now he became a Balkeri, he can't learn. A woman's a Palta Shechvazera. A woman's Anida. She can learn.
Right.
She can daven. But now, Shechvazera came out of her. Now she can't learn.
She was already
in Nida.
So she
became a Nida on Sunday. Monday afternoon, Zera comes out of her. Why? Because she was with her husband on Shabbos.
So she has to wait 14 days?
No. Because by Nida, we said it doesn't matter. 7 days. So Zera, it's Shechva Zera. It's not blood.
Yeah, I know.
But now she can't daven. Until she goes to the mikvah. Just like a man. A Zav, who's a Zav, he's got to wait 7 days. Now he became a Balkari. So he has to go to the mikvah now to learn. But going to the mikveh is not going to affect his zav status. For that, he has to wait 7 days. So he's going to the mikveh in the middle of tumah just for the takanas ezra. Funny thing. Number three, or hamishameshes, or a woman that was with her husband. Here it's a little different. Here she was with her husband. Now once she is with her husband, she has zera inside her.
Right.
She becomes a under the rubric of takanas ezra.
Right.
Then v'ruas anida. That happened on Matzah Shabbos. Then on Sunday morning she becomes anida. Right? So, Shrich and Tevila. All these people require a Tevila just to daven and learn, even though they're still Tomei. It's a funny thing.
Yeah, no kidding. How do you get to...
Right? They're going to the mikvah just to get out of the Tekanah Ezra.
How do you get out of it?
Right? Ezra made a Tekanah. Anybody who's a Balkari cannot learn or daven till they go to the mikvah. I'm Tomei anyway. I gotta go next weekend. No, you gotta go now. Because you can't learn for a whole week. Right? Same thing with a man and a woman, same thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Pater. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Such a person doesn't have to go to the mikvah in the middle of their tumah status. That's crazy. Now, Ad Kan Lepater Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Bezav, Shira Keri. If it's Zav, then Saw Keri. Demei Kara, Lav Bar Tevilahu. Because until now, she couldn't go to the mikvah. He has to wait a week. Aval Balkari Greda Michayev. But a Balkari alone would have to go to the mikvah. Right?
Right.
In order to learn and daven.
Right.
Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah that someone's a Balkari can daven and say Shema and go learn and then say benching and doesn't have to stira? Right? You hear the kasha?
Yeah.
That's a kasha. So we'll stop here by the kasha. We'll leave you on a cliffhanger. Because the answer is quite involved. It's not going to get such a simple answer. We'll stop here.
And
what? I know, but it's not going to finish in 3 minutes. It'll take like 10 minutes to finish this. So we'll just stop here. Pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos.